RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Shope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550. Gonna be
that. What am I supposed to be watching right now? Yes, I know, I'm working. Michael, you're not supposed to be watching TV while you're working. What am I supposed to have on in this room right now? Me, there are way too many bowl games and they're stupid and meaningless. Also me, we're not late enough in the year where there'd be a bowl game on Christmas Eve at like the middle of the day. Like we're just, no. Is that how, was that cool, that little manner of speaking I just did? Where I said me and then also me? No? What if I throw a 6-7 in? Does that help? No. See, I'm 54, and if it did happen that whatever way I was talking was, like, with the times, trendy, then I'm still an idiot, because why at my age would I want to sound like that? I mean, really, the only zone for me is, like, the dad joke zone. I just got to own that. I got to start starting... Go back to starting tweets with capital letters and using periods and just, hey, I'm not trying to make like I'm 30 or something because I'm never going to be 30. I could use a bowl game right now. I'm watching something about Scottie Scheffler. I'm watching old golf. It's that or Mets yearbook. I'm going to go ahead and pass on Mets yearbook. So excited to have Dave Tripoli on the Westshore Hotline. I know Dave through the FFPC for fantasy players, especially serious ones who have been running hot this year. This is a huge week in the tournaments. Dave, I'm hoping you're one of those people right now.
We got some chances at some big money. The big payback and another 5K league. We're leading the pack going into the final week. So very, very exciting time for that. Hopefully everything runs good for this final week. It's going to be an interesting week with a lot of injuries.
Do you think there's more of that this year? Or does it just always seem like that when you get to week 17, all these quarterback injuries, Brock Bowers goes away today, Rashi Rice for what it's worth also. Is it normal that we get to Christmas Eve and just be like, oh, it's a mess? Or is it maybe worse this year?
I think this year it's a little bit worse than other years. If it seems like teams are maybe getting a little smarter, and if guys are like kind of questionable, they're just like, all right, sit this guy out, Rashi Rice being an example. You know, he's probably clearing the concussion protocol, but to be honest with you, Mike, I don't even know who's throwing the ball to him this week, so why would he not be out there playing? He's clearly their best receiver. Probably their best offensive player by a good margin. Why would he need to be out there for the next 2 weeks? So why not just put him on IR? You know, protect yourself and keep it going, because why are you going to put him out there and risk something serious?
Right. And there's also the draft pick incentive. I'm not sure it applies to a team with as many wins as the Chiefs have at six. But what is like last year, Dave, is there are so many bad teams. One of my favorite receivers in the league is Garrett Wilson. And because Garrett Wilson, sort of a version of Justin Jefferson in how, as bad as their quarterbacks were, he would still put up 1,000 yards and like spectacular catches. But man, all year you knew you were just sort of right on the wire with Fields and even Tyrod Taylor. They're going nowhere, and it's Thanksgiving. You just know that it's over. You're not getting Garrett Wilson back.
The scary part about Garrett Wilson is week one, you thought you literally were gold.
Yeah.
They had that big first week, him and Justin Fields. Obviously, everybody was talking about him. And then disaster all over the rest of the season. I mean, he's probably been able to come back, I guess. But why on earth would Garrett Wilson want to come back on that dreck of a franchise? So from that perspective, like, you know, you see picks like that with Garrett Wilson. Were they bad picks? I don't personally think so, because like you said, Garrett Wilson's a great talent. In my opinion, one of the best receivers in football. He just has a terrible draw in New York and with the quarterback position.
We'll get to the Eagles, of course, but how do you look at the Raiders season, which is at least as bad, with Genty and Bowers, you know, mostly out there. Now Bowers is going to miss the last two games. Were those picks that were defensible at the time, or did we fall for something?
I think with Bowers, you might have fell for a little bit of something early on. Genty, I don't think is a bad pick. I mean, I just expected Pete Carroll to, like, have a half a brain and actually use him a lot more, using the passing game, which you're seeing a little bit more lately. Early in the season, it was like he wasn't getting as many carries as, I mean, if you're drafting a guy that high in the draft, he should be getting 20-plus carries every game. If not, why are you taking him? It makes no sense, because everybody knows running back's shelf life is extremely small. So somebody like Genty, you're spending that capital on him. You know, you're building up the team around him. You know, early in the season, he really didn't get the work that he was supposed to. So you're starting to see a little bit of Ashton Genty, really, the talent that, you know, everybody saw. It just is a shame that he's on such a very, very, very suspect franchise with no quarterback, no quarterback plan, no coaching, you know, system right now. You know, Chip Kelly fired, Pete Carroll should be fired. You know, outside of Max Crosby, Brock Bowers, and Ashton Genty, there's not a lot on that team to be excited about.
With Dave Tripoli, maybe we'll get to some more fantasy angles here before our time is done here, Dave. But let's talk about your Philadelphia Eagles. What has it felt like from the inside, so to speak, with the Eagles this year? There's always all this noise, but there's been that in years like last year where they won it all and everybody shook hands and said that's the best team in the league, no question. How is this year different, if at all?
Different, man, that's a tough word. I think like it's something like butterflies in your stomach. Early in the season, didn't really look great. You know, a couple years ago, it was the same situation. They won a lot of games early, and then disaster struck, you know, and they, you know, backed their way into the playoffs and got bounced early by Tampa Bay. I think this team's a little different. Obviously, the talent's there. We all know about the talent. Offensively, they have looked good recently, starting to really get Barkley the ball, starting to run the ball a little bit better, utilize him more. It looks like he's a little refreshed. He started the season off maybe a little suspect, but the offensive line just hasn't been great this year, and that's the strength of the team. So with Brown, with Goddard, with Devonta Smith, obviously Hurts. If the offensive coordinator continues to adapt, which it looks like he's doing a little bit, and I've been very outspoken to get rid of him midseason, day one when they that Cowboys disaster early in the season, and later in the season when they blew that 21-0 lead, everybody in Philly wants him gone. Last couple games he's been better. The only question with him is, was it just against bad teams?
Yep.
You know, obviously the Raiders and the Commanders. You're going to see what the offensive system is made of if it's really improving this week in Buffalo, because going to Buffalo, you know, not an easy place to play. Buffalo still has a lot to play for. The Eagles don't have that much to play for. It would take something, you know, catastrophic with the Bears for them to move up a seed. So from that perspective, I think the Eagles are continue to progress as the season goes on. It looks like A.J. Brown's happy, Devonta Smith's happy, Barkley's happy, Hurts looks like he's smiling more. You're seeing these Christmas pictures come out and these after-game pictures. There's a lot of positive vibes in Philly right now because and that three-game losing streak, there was a lot of ugly things being said on sports radio.
And I know you would know that, which I like about you, Dave. So I complained when the schedule came out that this game is so late, feeling like they might have wasted Philadelphia-Buffalo. Now, there are lots of great matchups, and I think I was right. Here, you talk about where the Eagles are. I'm not sure how important it is to them to move up to two if they even can do it. And the Bills are kind of locked in, almost locked in as a wild card. As you may know, they need the Patriots to lose another game versus either the Jets or the Dolphins, right? So they're looking at a wild card probably here. There are higher stakes out there, maybe not this week. Well, there probably are. But this could have been a much bigger game like in November.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with you. You see the schedule come out sometimes and you just look at some of these matchups and you're like, why not put Eagles, Buffalo, you know, Sunday Night Football, Week 5? Like, really pretty good weather, chance at a shootout, all this stuff that could happen. You know, put in the second to last game of the year, it doesn't really make sense for either, you know, team, you know, trying to, you know, do better in their conference, obviously. So from that perspective, obviously, you know, we'll talk about the matchup, but, you know, we're talking about two of the best quarterbacks in football. Obviously, Josh Allen being Superman. And you should think you get this matchup in a better spot than weeks, you know, 17, 18. I don't even know what the numbers are these days with the extra week. But it's kind of a meaningless game, like you said. Like we need the Patriots to lose to the Jets for the Bills to matter.
Yeah, so, good luck with
Josh
that.
Josh Allen probably not playing next week. Jalen Hurts probably not playing this week, next week. You know, it's going to be questionable. Like, is both teams going to put the most effort in? Is it going to be the game that most people would want?
Right. You know, interesting how, Dave, the two conferences, kind of the overall picture, AFC and NFC, is so similar. And you mentioned the two-seed possibility for the Eagles, and we're talking about this game like it's almost meaningless, but it's not quite that. It isn't at all if you think there's a big difference between these seedings, like the range you're in. I don't know, when you look at...
I think there is, because, I mean, if you're looking at who would I rather play, the Rams or the 49ers, it's the 49ers, and it's really not even close. I personally think the Rams are the best team in the NFC.
Okay.
I know they just lost to Seattle, but we're not going to talk about Sam Darnold and worry about that. Seattle's not going anywhere in the playoffs, so they're not a team I'm really worried about. But the Rams, obviously, if Devontae Adams comes back and he's healthy, the hamstring is obviously a big question. To me, the Rams are the biggest test for the Eagles, and there could be a... first week wild card matchup of Philadelphia versus, you know, the Rams. And you're not going to ask for a bigger matchup, you know, in a wild card weekend. So do I really want to open up against the Rams? Not really, but, you know, it is what it is if it happens. But the 49ers, we saw on Monday night, really good offense, awful defense. Phillip Rivers made, you know, you would have thought it was Phillip Rivers of 10, 15 years ago, just slicing them up. So from that perspective, I'd rather play the 49ers. I don't really worry about Kyle Shanahan. I mean, their offense is very solid. Obviously, Kittle just got a little banged up on Monday, but he should be fine for the playoffs. But from my perspective, you know, I would rather play the 49ers. But that's probably – it's going to be one of those two teams. You know, we'll see where it falls.
It could be Seattle still, no?
Like, not likely. Not likely.
Well, San Francisco wins two. 13-4. That's the one seed if they do that. Their last game is against Seattle. Then you have Seattle. They could lose to Carolina. Probably don't. 13-4.
If you're telling me that I got a chance at Sam Darnold in Philadelphia, give me all those chances.
Philadelphia and Seattle have met plenty of times. They get together this time of year.
And Seattle owns us most of the time. But we're talking about Sam Darnold here. And I've been outspoken since day one on Sam Darnold, and I know he's had a great season. But recently you're starting to see some of the cracks in Sam Darnold. I know he let him back last week and all that jazz. But I remember Sam Darnold in the playoffs last year. And I'm not worried about Sam Darnold coming to Philadelphia with the lunatics, including myself, who will be in attendance. That'll be tailgating from 12 hours before. I'm not worried about Sam. I'm not really worried about any team coming to Philadelphia in the playoffs, to be honest with you.
You ever been here for a game?
I have never been to Buffalo. It's a place that I definitely want to get to.
So last 2 weeks of the stadium, unless playoffs fall into place. So this is, you know, emotional times, I think, for fans, not only with the pressure on this year, but with the future in mind. Dave Tripoli, my guest. I know Dave through the FFPC. Mike Shope here. Bulldog is off through New Year's here on WGR. So you slipped in when you brought up Jalen Hurts' name earlier, one of the best quarterbacks in the league with Allen. What's your take on Hurts, A, just how you feel about him at this stage of his career, what he's accomplished, and just who he is as a player? And then B, any kind of misperception you think is rampant about him?
To be honest with you, I was never really a big Jalen Hurts guy early on. I was not a fan. I didn't like, you know, what I saw early in his career. But right before the Super Bowl year, I pledged my allegiance. I know I have a lot of group chats with a lot of friends who are listening right now. And I made sure before the season started, I pledged my allegiance to Jalen Hurts. And he led him to the Super Bowl that year. Obviously fell short with that weak call against Kansas City at the end. Who knows what could have happened then. But Jalen Hurts this year has been okay. I'm not going to sit here and say he's been good or great or any of that stuff. He's definitely played better lately. Could it be him? Could it be the offensive coordinator? I always watch tape of most of the Eagles games after the game's over. You know, a couple days down the road after it settles in. He's missed a lot of throws. But at the end of the day, one thing you can say about Jalen Hurts is he will always put you in a position to win. And that's just what it is. He's a winner. And you saw that last year with, you know, obviously a very, very good team around him. Let's not sugarcoat it. He didn't do it all himself. But in the Super Bowl, they stopped Barkley. Hurts had to win that game, and he did. Most people didn't think he could because it was all Barkley all year. Yeah, Hurts had his moments, but a lot of it was either tush-push Barkley having that career year, the O-line, obviously defense making plays, receivers mixing in. But Hurts showed in the Super Bowl that he can do it all. So from that perspective, I mean, I'm very excited to see what the next couple, you know, games are going to look like for him before the playoffs. Hopefully he continues to show what he's been showing over the last couple weeks. You know, obviously I know it's been the Raiders and the Commanders and all that stuff, but Hurts is really, you know, seems like he's getting through his progressions more. He's getting Goddard involved more. You know, Devonta Smith, obviously, Barkley, you know, being more of a dominant force in the running game. So I'm very excited to see what happens next with Hurts. Again, I would never put him in the category as Josh Allen as a talent. I'm a big Josh Allen fan. Very, very high on Josh Allen. To me, he's, you know, the best quarterback in football. But Josh Allen is running out of excuses team-wise. He's the leader of the team. You probably agree with me. This year, more than any other year, I know they're not going to have a home game. Nobody's probably going to come to Buffalo. And, you know, that would be a, you know, pretty big advantage. But Josh Allen, he has his Robin right now with James Cook. The receiving core, not the best. But the AFC is not strong. I've been very outspoken about the AFC. Buffalo Bills, in my opinion, are the strongest team in the AFC. Even though they're going to lose this week, it doesn't matter. they're still, in my opinion, the strongest team in the AFC. Who in the AFC scares you? I'll ask you that. What team, would you be worried about?
I think anybody but the Steelers or the Chargers, probably. I wouldn't be, you know, scared of having to go to L.A. if it ends up that they beat Denver and kind of get to the top of the division. That's still a possibility. But Houston's defense wrecked the Bills. Jacksonville looks like it can kind of do it all right now. And they've been a tough team for the Bills over the years, if that matters. You don't have to go back forever, but still there's that. And New England looks great, Dave. I don't know. Like, even Sunday night, yes, Jackson leaves the game. That's a great win to come back like that. And May is still doing it all on the field, and they've beaten the Bills once and almost twice. So I don't think – I think I'd just as soon be afraid of the Bills if I were those teams than the other way around. I don't know what to do with Denver. I just think going there with that defense can be problematic, but I'd put them lower on this list than the others.
I don't necessarily disagree with you. I've been – you know, when it comes to Drake May, I think he's one of the best quarterbacks in football. I don't trust the coaching staff when it matters in a big spot in the playoffs. Mike Vrabel has always come up lame when he's had Tennessee teams that obviously I know Ryan Tannehill was a quarterback and all that stuff, but they've had spot after spot and never really delivered. So my questions come there. Their defense is banged up. When it comes to the AFC, I like Jacksonville. Jacksonville is probably my favorite, not named Buffalo. They're just really hitting form right now. Trevor Lawrence seems like he's figuring it out a little bit. But Denver, I don't trust Bo Nix. He's going to throw it to you. If you catch it, you know, it could change the game. I mean, he's going to give you plenty of opportunities with mistakes that he make. And, you know, Sean Payton, obviously he's a, you know, battle-tested coach, but I think Buffalo goes in there if that's where the line draws and they beat Denver. And to me, it's, they're never going to get a better opportunity. Mm-hmm. No Mahomes, no Burrow, no Lamar. Like, really no excuses, even though they got to go on the road. Like, Josh Allen, if the O-line protects him, I agree with what you're saying with the Texans. That defense is no joke. That defense could win them a Super Bowl. What, at the end of the day, they're just a bunch of dogs, all of them. They beat the piss out of everybody.
And that's a compliment now. It didn't used to be a dog, but now that's a compliment.
That defense is one of the best defense I've seen in a really long time. They attack. We obviously saw what happened with Josh Allen when they played. But at the end of the day, I trust Josh Allen. I don't know why this year. I think it's different. I just think this Super Bowl matchup we're going to have this year is the same matchup we have coming up this week. Right. Eagles against the Bills. And then we all know the two crazy fan bases. It's going to be an absolute just war.
We'll
it's going to be a lot of fun.
We'll all just flood San Francisco.
I mean, it's going to be an absolute just – Buffalo has been waiting for this their whole life. If that matchup does happen, unfortunately, they're going to have to wait a little longer because, you know, back-to-back champs are coming. But other than that, you know, I root for the Bills. I have nothing really negative ever to say about the Bills except that Josh Allen, he's got to get there. It's got to be time. I know a lot of our friends who are Buffalo fans are very outspoken about everybody else and not Allen. I think you and I know who we're talking about here. But Josh Allen needs to get it done this year. There's no excuses this year.
Dave, before you go, one quick thing, if not maybe two. How great is this? Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, you were talking about Hurts. I wanted to slip in how durable both of these guys have been, especially for how physical they are. Two guys, both under 30, 157 combined rushing touchdowns, including playoffs.
Insane.
Insane.
If you really think about it, insane with the tush push, like getting hit. People can say whatever they want about the play. I personally don't love the play, but at the end of the day, Jalen Hurts gets nailed every single time. He's getting O-linemen falling on him, D-line falling on him, corners trying to take swipes at him. Same thing with Josh Allen. They're running something similar. He's getting hit, and he's more of a rushing threat than Hurts is right now. And we're not talking about just like, you know, obviously last week he got banged up a little bit. There were some questions, you know, was he going to be ready? You know, he came back. Josh Allen just is a warrior. He just doesn't miss games.
84 rushing touchdowns for Allen, including playoffs. 73 for Hurts.
Absolutely insane.
It is. I have to bring this last thing up before you go because it still haunts me a year and a half ago. Like, who's the pass catcher for the Bills? And I don't know. I'm just rifling off.
Nobody.
I said everybody because I didn't think there was really an answer. It's still true. This is like
it's
two full
true.
Seasons later, and there was no answer.
No answer. We try to throw out MVS and Elijah Moore and Keon Coleman, and we can keep going down the list. Every year we're going to ask the same question. And since Diggs has been gone there really hasn't been an answer. So I don't know if there's ever going to be an answer, but if Josh Allen does and the Bills don't get it done this year, they might have to figure that out in the offseason because they're, you know, Josh Allen's still young enough to where they have a chance, you know, in a AFC who's obviously stacked with a lot of, you know, talented quarterbacks, but, you know, Kansas City, Lamar, they're going to be back next year. Burrow, they're going to be back next year. So it's not going to get any easier. So they're going to have to figure that out and get somebody reliable because Josh Palmer's not getting it done.
Your Super Bowl,
like Josh Palmer,
your,
but he's not getting it done.
Your Super Bowl 60 MVP, Brandon Cooks, saying it now. On that note, Dave, Merry Christmas. Thanks for your time today and can't wait for Sunday.
Always a pleasure. Go Birds.
Thanks, Dave. Dave Tripoli. You can check out Dave on FFPC podcasts. I know him through fantasy, and he obviously makes no secret of his rooting allegiances, which is great. Why make a secret out of it? Why not just say it? If that's how you feel, just say it. And good for you. He got us back to the conversation we all want to have all the time and just whether the Bills have good enough receivers to win. What a pro. 803-0550 for your thoughts. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you. Lines are open next. Sal will join me at 5. This is WGR.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Very, very high on Josh Allen. To me, he's the best quarterback in football. But Josh Allen is running out of excuses team-wise. You probably agree with me. This year, more than any other year, I know they're not going to have a home game. Nobody's probably going to come to Buffalo. That would be a pretty big advantage. But Josh Allen, he has his Robin right now with James Cook. The receiving core, not the best. But the AFC is not strong. They're still, in my opinion, the strongest team in the AFC.
My guest from just before, Dave Tripoli, with the FFPC. How many quarterbacks headed to the playoffs have Super Bowl experience? Aaron Rodgers seems headed to the playoffs. He's been there once in 40 years of starting. And Jalen Hurts has been there twice, win and a loss. He was really good the first time, too, when they lost to Kansas City. Could have easily won that game. Kind of like in Dave's point there, never would have blamed Jalen Hurts for that loss. I mean, that was a 35-31 game, I think. That's Kadarius Toney and Sky Moore scoring late touchdowns for the Chiefs. So Hurts has been twice. Rodgers has been once. Matthew Stafford has won. They're going to the playoffs. That's it, right? Nix, May, Lawrence, Allen, Herbert, Stroud, Darnold, Caleb Williams, Bryce Young, or Baker Mayfield, either way. Brock Purdy, close. NFC Championship, got hurt in that game against the Eagles, and they were stuck at that point. It's Garoppolo who took, I guess you can count Garoppolo too, he's the Rams backup, but I just mean the starters. And then Jordan Love. Anybody else with a chance? Kind of funny to think Philip Rivers would be next on the AFC list. He's never been anyway, even though he's been starting forever, with a break in there, of course. Lamar Jackson has not. If he comes back and the Ravens pull it out, Jared Goff could get in. He's been to one. Oladukun. Brosmer. I think I'm good. Hurts, two. Rodgers won. They'll be the longest shot, the biggest underdog in the AFC anyway, Rodgers. So, I mean, you can't just write them off, I think. But they'll be seventh out of seven in the odds in the AFC as the one with the one quarterback who's actually won a Super Bowl from that conference. And then Stafford. It is open. I think, you know, it's interesting to me because you hear this kind of take about Allen, and we are getting to the crunch time here with the playoffs coming up so soon. And I think how Dave, in that clip, What he said about Allen is probably most fans around the country. Or do I need to say the world now? How do the people of Brazil, having seen NFL football up close, feel about Josh Allen? I think that is the prevailing opinion, even though I don't scoff at quite to the extent Dave does the counterpoints to this, because Allen has had, I said this about Hurts a minute ago, tremendous playoff performances. But in those bigger games, hasn't won. He's won a playoff game every year in the last five, by the way. It's just, you know, not that it helps his image, I guess, in this particular context, but who did the Bills beat in those earlier playoff games? He's got Lamar twice. He's also got your Skylar Thompsons and Mason Rudolphs and so on. So I think what he said there is how that's going to be the main narrative on Allen and the Bills in the playoffs. It might even be the leading narrative in the entire league in the postseason is, can Buffalo finally do it? And that's the last 5 years, and it's also the last 40. Can they actually this time do it? The path has been cleared. I just don't think it's that much better, if at all better for them, and maybe you agree or don't, that they would have to go on the road three times versus having, you know, playoff games even at home against Mahomes and Burrow, which they've had and lost. And even in Arrowhead, I mean, they've won there a bunch. And those games are close, and they, you know, lost in the playoffs last year. I just don't think this is better. Kansas City, here's a point to this. It really might come down to how much credence you give to, like, intangibles, experience, and, quote, knowing how to win, which is not a thing I you know, spend time on. I think if you learn how to win, you have to forget when you go the Chiefs forgot this year, or was it just that they ran super hot last year in close games? They were a good team that was really lucky. And then this year, maybe for the most part, they were a good team, but ran unlucky. And then it was all the pressure late in the season, got to win, torn ACL, that's the ball game. 1 year older, Kelce, you know, like that. Chris Jones, I think even that way too. So it's fickle like that for me. And so I don't do learn how to win, know how to win. I don't really want to subscribe to that. I think this would only make sense if it can go the other way. I think in football, there's a lot of luck. You need to be at least this good, and then you need to get that much luck, and then you got it. But I don't think that's going to be how it sounds. I mean, that's just not how most people do this. Most people, I think, still do this as you're the quarterback. You need to figure it out. You need to win. And that's how Dave sounds. I think that's how all your favorite national pundits are going to sound too. It's how Nick Wright, I mean, all those guys are going to be the same way. Win for once or leave me alone. Fair or not. I don't think last year's path, which was as the 2 seed, home to Denver, big favorite, easy win. Home to Baltimore, coin flip, and it really was a coin flip game that you won on turnovers. Go to Arrowhead is necessarily harder than, I wonder, what would it be if all the favorites win their playoff games from where the seedings stand right now? I'm starting at Jacksonville. The point is whether the Bills' path will be easier this year than last year. So they win these games at Jacksonville. Then they're the 6, and that's probably at Denver. If the standings are finalized the way they look right now, that's probably at Denver. It could be at Pittsburgh or the Chargers, the 4-5 winner. That depends on Houston and New England. So I'm either the lowest seed going to Denver, or I get New England out of the way and go to Pittsburgh or LA, which I don't know. Does LA have to win in Pittsburgh because anybody does? This is a big difference. This is a big tipping point in this analysis, right? Going to Denver versus going to LA or Pittsburgh, or is it not? I don't really want it to be. I want to just sort of play out a reasonable scenario in the AFC playoffs. Let's say it's at Jacksonville, at Denver, at New England. The home teams win, except for the Bills, who win in Jacksonville, then in Denver, and then go to New England. Is that easier than last year? It doesn't seem easier to me. And part of my thinking this way is the point I made about last year's Chiefs, which is that team stunk. And you went there in the playoffs, and you just let them do whatever they wanted on offense. That was the only game last year they had like that. I don't know. It's easy to fall into, well, it's Kansas City, and it's a dynasty. Reed Mahomes.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
It really wasn't that kind of year for them. Last year, they were very fortunate to be in that game and to host it, and they won it. 803-0550, do you agree with that? Is this year's path harder or easier than last year's? Pick any year. I don't know. What was the year before? What was the year before was home game and then Kansas City at home. They're the 2 seed, and they got the Chiefs at home and lost on the missed field goal. The year before that is the Bengals' year. Easy home game, and then home to Cincinnati. You didn't get that third game in those years to find out. You would have probably had to go on the road again. I'm not sure right off if that's true, but I think so. The 13 seconds year, they would have been home to the Bengals in the AFC Championship. How is this year really easier than those? Comes down to the Chiefs, I think. I think if you think the Chiefs are just undeniable in the playoffs, and a lot of people do, then you'd rather have it this way. And when it comes to quarterback narratives, that's it. That's all of it. You know, it's just got to be, Mahomes isn't there. Even if Lamar Jackson were there, so what? Mahomes isn't there. Or even Burrow's the second name on that list because Burrow has beaten Allen. Since I'm talking about quarterbacks and in this way, well, just why not just make it head-to-head? So we're closer to finding out. That doesn't have to be the official list, of course, or the matchups. But right now, 3-6 is Bills-Jaguars. I'll put this to Sal coming back, or in about 20 minutes. He'll join me at 5. The Sabres are off until Saturday night. How about them? Home to Boston. The league is on hiatus until Saturday. I'm maybe equal parts impressed and amused by the Sabres. I think it's almost as funny as it is impressive that almost to the minute when they decided to fire Kevin Adams that they've not lost a game. It was on that road trip when everybody started to spread the same rumors that the Sabres had decided, they only called it like, we're just going to look at it for a few days until they got home and then they did the thing. But they have not, they're in Edmonton on a losing streak, probably having decided to change out general managers. They're up 3-0 going into the third period. They give up a goal immediately. It goes to 3-2. They give up the tying goal with like 2 seconds to play, McDavid. This team will just never win another game. They win that game. They have not lost since. 803-0550. I'll look for your calls after a short break. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Mike Schoep here on WGR.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.